Cork Under 21 manager Sean Hayes. You must be very pleased with that.
Oh yeah, delighted, Lisa. To be fair, everyone put their shoulders to the wheel and played great football, and we got some great scores, so I couldn't but be delighted.
Yeah, the first half, I mean, the quality wasn't perhaps the best, but it was that sort of game that... Clear, we're dogging enough and not giving you too much space, I suppose.
Yeah, but the conditions were very poor. I mean, underfoot, the conditions are poor. There was a strong wind there as well. And to go in 10-5 up after playing against a strong wind down a place like Curraghclere, we were delighted with it at half time. The main job was to keep it going, and the lads did that.
They did that, yeah. And the lads you brought in as well, especially Stephen Sherlock there, a couple of scores he picked up when he came on.
Yeah, Stephen has had a great year. He's very unlucky not to start, but I suppose just strength to your team is a strength to your bench. And I think everyone that came on, all five of them, six of them, played very well when they came on.
Had any of those substitutions and any of them injuries, or was it just a matter of giving lads game time?
Well, no, everyone was okay, yeah, as far as I know. No, at least everyone was okay. But no, to give fellas game time, really, to be honest.
Yeah, any aspects of the performance you wouldn't be pleased with, obviously, you know?
Yeah,
first
we lost a lot of our own kickouts. On the stats side of it, we lost a lot of our own kickouts, which we can't afford to do against Waterford next week. So it's something to work on next week. But overall, the attitude was great, and if you have good attitude, you'll go a long way in this game.
Another trip now away next week to Waterford, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I don't think it'll take as long to come home, though, from Waterford as it's from Curraghclere. But look, we're delighted to be still in it, and we'll see how we go next Wednesday.
Cork Under 21 captain Stephen Cronin, first of all, congratulations on your return to competitive action with the Under 21s tonight.
Yeah, geez, it's good to be back now. After missing the last 6 months, really, I missed Nemo winning the county, and it was great for the lads, but it's not the same when you're not there. It's just good to be back playing football.
Yeah, and a good win for you tonight.
Yeah, geez, we fell so far there, we had Peter Keller, Sean Dunne there, we sent it forward. Hurley, they made it a lot easier on the backs there, and it was tough for the first 35-40 minutes, but thanks to them, we managed to kick on and pull away.
And you had to kind of kick on. I mean, there was, I suppose, room to clear were fierce tough in the first half, but you sustained that kind of dominance.
Yeah, they came back at us, and especially after half time, we went in 10-5 up, and we knew that they were going to come back at us, and they did. They got the first point or two, and we were kind of a bit unsettled, but Sean White won a couple of balls around the middle, and Ron O'Toole picked it up there big time, and we managed to clear up again and get going again, thank God. Mm. And we managed to kick on then.
Perhaps a better start to your Munster Championship than last year anyway?
Yeah, well, last year, we were looking at the situation 12 months ago, we played Limerick, and we got it there by the skin of our teeth, and that was the one thing we were afraid of coming down here. But thankfully, the lads had a good attitude going in. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, especially coming down to Curraghclere. It's a long way, and... thankfully, now we got the job.
Yeah, it was a serious day for you, really, wasn't it? Because it's a full day.
Yeah, I know it's a long trip. You know, having said that, the lads, when we got here, we loved the place. We came in here and we decided, a lot of us have played a lot of school football, and we just thought it was brilliant. So it reminded us straight back of that, and we enjoyed it immensely.
And you'll have another long away trip, well, not as long, but to Waterford next week now.
Waterford next week, and they have a lot of fellas out there now again. The Nemo played them a couple of weeks ago. They have a good side out. They only lost Nemo by 2 points in the end. It looks Conor Gleeson now, and we'll see how it's going anyway.
What aspects of your performance do you think you can fix or improve on for next week?
Definitely the first 15 minutes, our kick passing was we needed to pick up on that, especially we were giving away balls left, right and centre. And breaks, we killed ourselves in breaks in the first half. Now it turned out we won an awful lot of their kicks, but our own ones, we were struggling to win the breaks in that. So that's up to the half back line. Myself, Histon, and Kevin Flower, we're going to have to work on that now over the next 7 days.
All right, best of luck with that. Thanks.